Good morning, David.
Hey, Charisse, good morning. How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Terrific. Just a couple of technical problems there. I think we'll get the engineers to look at that later, yeah?
Yeah, we'll get our engineering team on it.
Yeah, what are they called?
The Vice President of Engineering.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll get her right on it. Yeah, so here we are. Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Driving around trying to find Wi-Fi.
although I seem to be just on cellular, so I think maybe this maybe it's all good. I don't know.
Yes, it sounds great.
So look, I you know, it was the Oscars the other night.
Yes.
And you know that Frances McDormand won the best female artist Oscar.
Yes.
For her performance in that Three Thingies movie, which I really want to see. And do you remember, did you see the thing then that her Oscar was stolen by that guy?
No, I did not.
Okay, so so she went to some after party or the governor's ball or whatever, and, you know, went around as you would, wandering from table to table, taking the plaudits sort of thing, left her statuette on her table, and some guy came along and picked it up. And the next thing you know, he's filming himself with this thing and putting himself on his website or his social media feed or whatever he's doing. Yeah.
Wow.
And then, you know, cut to the chase, he's arrested by the police and taken away. So that will be, it'll be it. And Frances gets his gets her Oscar back. And the reason that triggered something for me was I felt a bit like that with our conversation yesterday, because you came on with this, you wanted to talk about archetypes, whatever, and I went, yeah, I'll have some of that. And I just felt like I took over the entire conversation and made it all about me.
Oh my goodness.
And we closed the call and I was thinking, I wonder what Charisse actually wanted to talk about.
Oh no, that's the nature of what we do.
Okay.
We play from one another. I got exactly what I wanted from that conversation. Okay. Isn't that funny? Yeah. So it seems like sometimes you and I are like, we ricochet back and forth. We may start somewhere, but one thing leads to another and all of a sudden we're somewhere else. And I think that's what's so beautiful about our conversations, David. So I love that. I think that is a win.
Okay, cool.
So go ahead, steal my Oscar anytime you want. It's okay.
Well, I mean, you know, the outcome is not good for me because the police are already on their way.
Except for I'm a lover in this world, so I would never send the police after you.
Yes, I know. Yeah, just you'd say, well, he clearly picked it up by mistake.
Right, yes, selfie, yes.
Selfie videoed himself by mistake.
Yeah, isn't that funny that we think we need to protect our intellectual property and that we think that there's a shortage or a competition around? Like,
well, no, it wasn't really about that. It wasn't really about protect. It was just this idea that I, you know, and I guess it happens a lot in everybody's conversations that we get to that point, we go, yeah, I know what this is about. And then we take it. And sometimes that's okay. And maybe in the context of these conversations, that's okay. You know, just this idea of taking somebody's, where they were trying to go and sort of hijacking it and taking it somewhere else is, you know.
And I think it works for us because we have a relationship and we know each other well enough to know that if I said, David, I need to get my point across, you would climb up and let me do that. And
that's right.
It isn't always the case in communication that we have permission to be relaxed about it. And it does happen in the world where someone will hijack a conversation because they think they know what's going to be said next and they want to get their part. I used to be that person, actually. I was accused so many times in my earlier career as an interrupter. And it was because, and I was an interrupter, by the way. It wasn't a blank accusation. It was actually real. But the reason for that is I am intently listening and I want to contribute. And so what I used to do is contribute as soon as I had the thought, and it didn't matter where someone else was in the conversation. I was like, okay, my thought has to come out right now because I will forget it if it doesn't.
Yes.
And that is the way many people operate. And until a good friend of mine pointed out to me that that is rude, I just kept on doing it. And then when I saw it, I was like ashamed and appalled. And so I got better at making a note about what the thing was that I wanted to say, because generally whatever my contribution is does add value. So it's not that I wanted to not say it, but I wanted to wait and keep listening. Cause also what we do is we think we know what someone's going to say. And instead of really listening, we are formulating our next response based on what we think they're saying.
Yes. So. Yeah. And I guess it's only taken me 24 hours to check in and just check that this is okay. But I mean, I'm just thinking, were we to make this into a little bit of the conversation, it would be, in our conversations generally, how many of us can just, when we realize we've said something, wherever it's gone, just pause the conversation and say, but let me just check, was that where you were intended to go with this? Or is that what you meant? Or is that what you intended? Let me shut up for a minute and you go,
Right, exactly. Yeah. And one thing that is true for the two of us is we've had 9 years of practice with these conversations. so I think we do a pretty amazing job at allowing both sides to enter. Yes. And we read each other well and our instincts are good. And so probably what happens is we take that for granted. And we're so at ease when we're in conversation together that we may not use the same pausing effect that we might with someone else.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's all good, David. I loved your contribution yesterday.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for everyone else to love it too.
Yeah. Well, we have the VP of engineering and her entire team.
Yeah. Good catch, David.
Thank you. I almost took over that one as well. VP, that sounds good. That sounds like a title I could do.
Well, I'm already the VP of IT, so it's a good thing we have a VP of engineering as well, because we need all the help we can get. Anybody out there listening, if they want a job as VP of engineering,
us know. Join the org. Fill out the application form.
Yes. All right. It feels like a wrap.
Cool. Beautiful.
You good?
I'm good. Yeah.
David, are you quite finished?
Thank you very much indeed. I did have something else to say, but it's not important, clearly.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I'm done.
to be continued.
Take care, Teresa.
Okay, you too. Day. Later.
Bye.
Bye.